Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. And so I hid my powers, until recently when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm an assistant at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl. When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. And so I hid my powers, until recently when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm an assistant at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people! Welcome to Supergirl Talk. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we are talking about Fall, Episode 16, Season 1 of Supergirl. Great news, Supergirl was renewed for another season. Yeah, time to celebrate. Yes, we get another season of the lovely Melissa Benoist. So congratulations to the crew and also to the team behind the magic. And, you know, I can't wait. Supergirl is definitely going strong, especially this week's episode. Man, I'm just going to say it right now. She was so hot. Yes, I'm talking about Supergirl. I've never thought I would say that. She kind of, you know, turned it up with red kryptonite. And so, of course, we know what happens when a Kryptonian comes across a synthetic kryptonite, as we learned that Maxwell Lord created the kryptonite in order to take down Supergirl, but of course did the opposite, gave her more of a freedom, taking off that veil of suppression from her inhibition. So wow, crazy episode, really well done. The effects, the flying, come on, do I have to go over it? Every week, I got to say, the effects, the flying, oh my gosh, so good. So good. Doesn't look cheap at all. We saw some characters leave. Remember, Supergirl got that other secretary, number one, fired. But because she did a double-cross Kat, and Kat told her, if you can't be honest with me, and loyal, then you got to step. And she kind of also burned her bridge at the Daily Planet as she was trying to send that article to Perry White. And that was kind of cool, a little Easter egg there of Perry White. I don't know if you guys caught that. We're live right now, so call in. Our number is 929-477-2786. Let's go to our callers from area code 239. Who is this?
Matt from Florida. What's up? Oh, my God. She did so fucking hot as hell.
So,
on that,
oh my gosh,
tonight.
Like across the board, right?
Yeah, she did so great. She was amazing on the red kryptonite. I was so wondering if they were going to
do red
kryptonite.
Okay, so, Matt, I got to ask you. Who did it better? Tom Welling or Melissa?
I like certain episodes of The Red Cave, but on Smallville, but on Supergirl, I hope we get more episodes of The Red Kryptonite.
Yes. Yes.
I hope we get
more
episodes.
All right, we have a new caller from area code 469. Who is this?
Hey. Chris from Kandahar.
Chris, are you dabbing? Are you?
No, I
am. No. It just sounded like it.
Yeah, no, I was trying to clear my throat.
Okay.
Well,
thank you for calling in, sir. The question I just asked Matt, who did it better, Melissa or Tom, on Red Kryptonite?
Oh, man, Tom all the way.
Really?
And I,
what?
I mean, no, don't get me wrong. I loved Melissa the way she did it with Kryptonite. I mean, I think
she
did it her own way and everything. But in comparing, uh-huh. I mean, we saw more than one episode on Red Kryptonite on Smallville, you know what I mean? And in Tom, he had more to mess up. You know, he had to mess up with the parents, you know,
Massacre.
You know what I'm saying? He had to go to Chloe, he had Lana, he had Lef, he had Chloe, he was going, you know, different city, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he went to Metropolis, remember?
Yeah, so this is just the beginning with Kara. And, I mean, I think it's doing great. I mean, I think the episode was great. It was, like, out there. It was on top. You know
it was
I mean?
Great. And she worked it, man. She knows how to step
well.
It up.
You
out
I mean, that?
It was like you're watching a different person. I mean, she was...
It was... I mean, whoever picked out her wardrobe should get an award.
Yeah.
In the bar.
I mean, even hard.
Oh, the bar scene? Forget it. I was like, all right, I'm done.
Even
the bar
hard,
scene
I mean,
was funny.
Yeah. That was a
even
great
hard,
scene.
I think it's Nadine Gray. I mean, she was like a different person. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
She looked more grown up. She looked more, Kara. She looked more like, you know, powerful.
Well, remember that Kara. Line that Kat said? Oh, someone decided to grow up.
She even looks more.
She does dress like a little girl with the, you know, with the collar sticking out of
like
her sweater.
Like a little high school nerd. Exactly. But this time she looked like Cat Grant. She looked like she owned the place. Like
it was crazy.
She owned the room.
It's funny how that works. Where you know when a female has a little bit more of a strength or of a stronger role, you could tell that everybody's eyes are on her, and she controls the room.
Yeah,
it was definitely we had to wait all the way to episode 16. To get refresh, energized feeling about Melissa, because it's kind of weird how we just saw her from 1 through 15, pretty much playing the same character that we expect to see her. But then this week's episode, they turned it up, and we're like, whoa, she could do okay. Watch that episode twice.
I watched it a few times, and I thought it was great. I mean, fantastic.
All right, let
epic,
me read the quick synopsis that they have for Falling. Supergirl inadvertently comes in contact with Red Kryptonite, which destroys her inhibitions. It turns out that Maxwell created it in hopes of stopping Non's next attack. However, it gradually turns Supergirl evil. The DEO is able to subdue her, but at the price of Hank revealing himself as the Martian Manhunter. Now, when Alex
that
tells
so
Hank,
cool.
"Go now," why did he go? Why did he just
I was so mad.
He could change into anybody.
So
why even switch back to Hank?
I know.
No, but this is the thing. Whenever I say,
I know, that was the only part
era.
I was yelling at the TV. All right, let's go to you, Chris. Well, tell me how you feel about that.
Whenever I confronted Kara right at the beginning and she turned into mushroom, nobody really saw that part, okay? I don't think anybody was around there who said, oh, that was him.
No.
So, yeah.
And if they did, it would have been like 4 or 5 people.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So at the same time, he couldn't be able
to
just
Billions on the planet, only 4 or 5 people.
He couldn't be able to just fly off and then, you know, turn back into Hank, and nobody saw that. That was a bad move. And I really think that we were not ready for that. I don't think it was time for him to actually reveal himself, you know, to everybody.
Yeah.
At least reveal to some other people, you know, like Jimmy and Wen. You know, that's it. You know, I don't think he was supposed to reveal the whole world. And I really hated that. So, I don't know. But,
now we have this mess of him being handcuffed. All right, let's go to you, Matt.
Yeah.
Tell us how you feel about that scene.
I thought it was okay. I mean, I thought it was two because now what is the DEO going to do? But now I think Hank also was hiding something else. Rojan, what if he does know Superman? What if he does is a member of the Justice League, but is also waiting for the right time to tell Kara and Alex, I'm sorry, I have to leave with this not working out at the DEO anymore?
Yeah, that's going to be weird how, you know,
at
he's not going to be part of it now. Because he was like the head of that organization.
Until he revealed himself to Alex, told him, I am John Jones. But the effects at that scene were amazing. You see him transform into the Martian Manhunter when Kara, so dang hot Kara, was destroying all the cars and they were fighting. It was a lot like Man of Steel right there.
Really?
When they were fighting into the buildings, can you tell?
Yeah, against the buildings.
Martian Manhunter
versus that.
Kara. And that scene was awesome. They had
you
a
know
lot
when
of
I was watching
scenes.
That, I'm like, oh, I'll watch. Marvel fans are not going to be like, oh, look, she doesn't care about the city either. I'm like, shut up. It's a fake city.
Yeah.
How come nobody really ever complained?
Oh, Metropolis is written in rubbles in Man of Steel. I'm like, it's a fake city. I don't know why you guys
fake.
Care about fake people.
They're made up.
That part
I don't
understand.
Nobody really ever, like, complained when Tony Stark or something, they destroyed a building. Nobody ever did that.
They destroyed New York. If you go back and watch Avengers, just go back and watch the New York scenes. Don't look at the action. Just look behind them. It is exactly or even more than Man of Steel.
Mm-hmm. We never complained.
We never complain because we don't care.
No.
We didn't be like, oh, the poor people of New York. We know it's a movie. We know. It's
it
all fake.
I know. It's a movie. And if it was real, then definitely. We would be like,
well, I'm like, come on, guys.
You know,
you're hurting all these people just to make a movie.
Exactly. You know, but it's not real. Just
but does that mean that
move on.
Does that mean that those fans are a little bit slow?
Yeah, a bit of the Marvel fans are slow. But we DC guys are fast, too fast.
Chris is laughing. All right, Matt from Florida, give us your favorite scenes of this week's Supergirl falling.
I have quite a few because I did like seeing her on the red kryptonite a lot. I did like seeing her.
Okay, yeah, share with us.
I did like first seeing her after she did get affected by the red K, like when they were at the DEO, they're all talking. And then she's, like, being all sloppy in the chair. That was funny. And then when you see her at the bar scene, that was funny, too.
That's cool.
Didn't that remind you, like, of Superman 3?
Yes. And I think that was a little homage to Superman 3. Chris, what do you think?
No.
They did that on purpose.
On what part?
The part where she's at the bar by herself, and then she empties out the peanuts tray and then starts flicking them on the glass.
That part was fun.
And the glass bottles
are
breaking.
Yeah.
That was exactly like
in
Superman 3. You
know,
the one thing that was missing is her 5 o'clock shadow. She didn't have one. And then
she got that new outfit, and then when she got that new outfit and Alex tried to stop her and how she was so angry at her, that reminded me of Clark back on Smallville when he yelled at his parents. And then that was her using her emotions at Alex, and she did such great acting there. She is just so good.
Yeah.
And she looks so good in that new costume there. And then when she destroyed everything.
Yeah, that costume was cool.
Yeah, it was. And then when she was destroying everything there in National City, it makes you wonder if Nan was watching.
Yeah, they didn't show him too much. Well, what do you think the big buildup's going to be?
I don't know. But then also when she was destroying everything, I loved when Martian Manhunter, Hank, turned into Martian Manhunter, and then they were fighting each other, and then she went back to normal, and then the way she acted, and when she apologized at the end.
Oh, yeah. All right, Chris, let's go to you, sir. Well, give us your favorite moments of Supergirl.
Wow. I like whenever she walked to use the kind of grand elevator, and the way she was talking back to her, and then Kat Grant was,
I love it.
I like it. Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, I love her. She was very, like, powerful, and I just love the whole evil her. And I wanted to mention this.
Yes.
What happened is Nan and his people went to that building, and then they all got infected with the Red K. It would have been chaos.
Yeah.
Well,
because imagine they're already bad enough. It's like they're already on Red K every day. You know what I mean? So imagine that and making them not think about, you know, consequence. You know what I mean? They would have gone crazy around the city.
Oh, yeah. It's like, forget about Zod.
Yeah. So
these guys would be a thousand times.
Yeah. And my other favorite part was whenever she finally out of the Red K and she wake up and she realized Alice was there, she felt so guilty. You know, she was so crying and she was very apologetic, and you can really tell it was so emotional for her, and so I really like that part too.
Right. Yeah, no, that's really good points there. My favorite scenes were, of course, her, like you said, Chris, at the Catco, using the elevator and telling her how using her elevator will save time to keep her coffee warm, and then also the bar scene, and also how she was pretty much on Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah, that part was cool.
Yeah,
I thought they were almost going to end up.
Of course, you know, the good old boys, they're like, oh, well, you know, it's not you, it's not her. I'm like, dude, you guys been wanting this all your whole time, and then now that you got it, you guys are like, oh, no. Hey, Chris. All right, we're going to talk about anything Supergirl. Let me ask you guys, since the upcoming Batman versus Superman, if you guys recall in Man of Steel, there was one casket that was open in the Fortress of Solitude. And if you guys have read the prequel comic, it was Supergirl, Kara, that landed on Earth thousands of years ago before Kal-El found it again. Do you think we'll see a Supergirl in Batman versus Superman?
I hope so. I mean, I think that'll be cool, even though we already got the TV show.
Who do you think would play her? Because they haven't announced anyone that would be playing her.
I don't know, but I still think it'll be cool if we'd see her just as a cameo, but as a surprise, I don't know who would play her, but I think as much as a surprise role, I think it'll be awesome to see her.
All right, cool. Let's go to you, Chris.
No.
No, you don't think we'll see her at all?
No, I don't think that would be. They're probably going to save that maybe at least for the next Superman movie. Solo.
Yeah, I wonder if we're going to see a sequel to Man of Steel.
Yeah, we will. I think we will because And I wanted to go ahead.
Let me ask you this. Do you think they would, I don't know, it's kind of hard because it just all depends on how this one does. I guess we should take one film at a time, right? Because I'm like, well, what about in Justice League? And, but then I'm like, but now
yeah.
you have two super, now you have two Kryptonians. Here's the problem with having Kal-El and Kara be in the same picture. You have double Superman.
Uh-huh.
This is like, you will always win, unless you have Kryptonite.
Yeah. yeah.
So that's pretty much, you know, like God sense, you know, of what's going on there. Now, are you guys excited that they got renewed for a second season? Give us your reaction. Let's go to you, Matt. Well,
yes.
How did you feel when you first heard that they got renewed?
Oh, yes. I got very excited. Me and my friend John love this show. We are so hooked on the show. We both love Melissa. Big shout out to John, by the way. He wanted to call in tonight, but he was tired tonight. But he's a big fan of Supergirl, by the way. We both love Supergirl. And
that's great.
She was live on Facebook today.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she was.
I commented
today, right?
on her a few times. Yeah, one
yeah.
fan
Did she
asked
answer
her,
you?
Will you marry me? No, I
Did
wish.
Did she answer you?
I even said
oh, okay.
no. But I even commented, call in on the podcast.
Great, yeah.
But she,
definitely.
But she
if you
won't.
Guys are ever in contact with them, definitely tell them to call in.
Oh, I saw a few of those Flash Supergirl crossover promos. They look awesome.
Yeah, they're starting to come out now. It's building up. It's not,
yes.
It's not this coming week. It's the next week.
After Batman v Superman comes out.
Yeah.
I can't
after
wait.
Batman Superman. All right. Let's see. Chris, anything Supergirl?
Is that girl who got fired?
Yeah.
She's
you think
that's
the end of her?
Back.
You think that's the end of what we'll see?
No. She's the one who they're going to be fighting on the crossover. She's going to be the one Indigo or something. Not Indigo.
Oh, she plays Indigo. Okay.
No,
yeah.
no, she's playing Silver Banshee.
Oh, yeah, Banshee.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
Banshee.
Yeah.
With Live Wire.
Ooh, so it's not the end of her.
Yeah, that's
why
I thought it's not.
I don't know. Cannot wait. Anything else, Chris?
No, I'm sorry. Wayne was sad because, you know, he finally got somebody and
yeah.
got fired.
He can't win. Poor guy cannot win.
Yeah.
He cannot
win.
And here
yeah.
you are laughing at him, Chris. There you go. See? Little laugh. Little Chris laughter right there. It's like the joke.
Yeah.
Give us your best. You know, every week I'm going to ask you to give us your best impersonation of someone on the show. And this week it's going to be Maxwell Lord. So give us your best Maxwell Lord impression as you say, yes, I created Red Kryptonite. That's the line you have to say in your best Maxwell Lord's voice. All right, I'm going to go first.
No way out.
I will go first. That way you can, you know, assess. All right, here we go. Yes, I created Red Kryptonite. All right, see? It was easy. All right, let's go to you, Chris.
Yeah, I created it.
Wait, that sounded like Chris. All right, Matt from Florida, give us your best Maxwell Lord.
Yes, I created Red Kryptonite.
There you go.
I did it good because I could do a good Captain Cold impression that one time on DC's.
Oh, the best! Talk. I haven't heard anyone else top you, man.
Wow.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Okay, Chris. All right, so what's the fate of Martian Manhunter? What's going to happen to our buddy now? What's your guess? Let's go to you, Chris.
I don't know.
Well, we saw this. I think I saw a picture of him in the Portrait of Solitude. I think it's on the next episode. He can get out. I mean, all you have to do is just walk through the glass. He can get out. He just doesn't want to.
Why do you think he doesn't want to? Is he being a Mr. Goody Two-Shoe?
Maybe, but I mean, I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. All right, what about you, Chris? I mean, Matt.
What's the fate of Martian Manhunter? I think he's just doing it to protect Alex and Kara, and he did it to protect I don't know why he did it, but maybe it is he is going to go join the Justice League or to just go over
of
Solitude.
Do you agree with that, Chris?
Do you
think we're going to see the Justice League in Supergirl?
No. I mean, maybe after the Flash. Maybe after the Flash. Maybe we're going to see something, but right now it's too early.
Okay. All right. Well, we soon shall see. No one knows what the fate of the Justice League appearing on Supergirl will be. All right, great. Well, now, let's give us a shout-out. Coming up next, if you're a fan of DC Films, we're doing DC Films Talk, so head on over there. I want to thank Matt from Florida and Chris from Candor. Give us a shout-out. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Supergirl, this week was amazing. Well, you guys can go watch it.
I think I might go see it again.
Yeah, give us some tweet and see how much fun it is.
Great show tonight, guys. Awesome. Can't wait for next podcast. Bye.
All right, have a good night.